2 years ago, when New York Times Washington correspondent Rachel Swarns co-wrote a front-page story about Michelle Obama's ancestry, people around the world, including the media, were fascinated by details of the First Lady's genealogy. In the first book ever published about Michelle Obama's family history, American Tapestry, the story of the black, white, and multiracial ancestors of Michelle Obama, the book now presents the hidden legacy of Michelle Obama's ancestors, the history that the First Lady did not even know herself. It is a great pleasure to welcome Rachel Swarns to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
What put you on this beat to begin with, even for the New York Times, of covering the First Lady? Was it a natural progression to take a look at her lineage?
You know, I've done a lot of things for the New York Times. I've worked overseas in South Africa. I've covered politics and domestic policy in Washington. And so this was something entirely new. And it was something entirely new for the New York Times. Typically, the First Lady and the First Family are covered by the White House correspondents who travel around trailing the president. But there was a sense this time with this election that something different might be in order. With this first African-American family living in this White House, built in part by slave labor, there was a sense that this family was going to be written about for generations to come and that we should document it. And I ended up covering the First Lady during her first year in the White House.
So when you decide that you're going to tackle the ancestry, what is step one?
It's not an easy process. I wanted to take her ancestors and their stories as back as far as I could go. And so I began with her grandparents and kind of went step by step by step. You know, it's hardest, obviously, in the times for which people have no memory. So in the 1800s, for instance, I had to rely on records, and that is hard, particularly for African Americans who were enslaved at that time.
Before we go into specifics about her family tree, did you have a sense going into this project of how interested she was in this?
I knew that she was very interested in her own family story. She was very interested in her family tree when this article that I co-wrote with a colleague was published on the front page of the New York Times in October 2008. The press secretary for the president at the time said that she found it fascinating, and in fact, so fascinating that it became the discussion at the Obama's first Thanksgiving in the White House.
And where many of her relatives would be so that she could further investigate.
That's right, and share what she had learned.
Did she share with you?
No, unfortunately, she did not. The First Lady has a policy of not participating in books at all. So for those of us who are writing books about her, she is not giving any interviews. But I was very lucky in that her relatives did help. And, you know, I briefed her staff along the way, but unfortunately I didn't get a chance to talk to Mrs. Obama.
So what is it important for us to know? For you, you described where where the work began, but where does the story really begin here?
You know, I think it's an important story because the book really is about the sweep of American history through the lens of this family. And what I found was really a remarkable story in many respects. She has Irish-American ancestors who fought for the Confederacy. She has mixed-race ancestors who lived free for generations before the Civil War. She had enslaved ancestors who toiled on vast plantations and others on smaller farms. It's quite a range. And it really reflects the reality of the family histories of many, many Americans.
One of the headlines to come out of the book is the reveal of the identity of her great-great-great-grandfather. And this was significant because his identity was pretty much unknown.
That's right. The First Lady has long suspected that she had white ancestry. But like most African Americans, she had no idea who or when or where these people emerged in her family tree. And what I was able to do was to use DNA testing, 21st century technology, to solve which in her family was a 19th century mystery. Her white ancestry dates back to the 1800s.
So from there, and in his name, her great-great-great-grandfather being who?
What I suspected from the beginning was that her white ancestors were members of the family that had owned her black ancestors. Her great-great-great-grandmother was a slave girl named Melvinia, and Melvinia was the mother of a biracial child, and the father of that child was a member of Melvinia's owner's family, the Shields family, an Irish-American family that lived first in South Carolina and then in the upcountry in Georgia.
And then for her immediate family, both her parents and her great-grandparents, how much did they know about their family?
You know, bits and pieces. There were stories of, for instance, on her father's side, of Native American ancestry. Her great-great-grandmother, who lived in Illinois in the 1860s, the story goes that she had Native American ancestry. And if you look at her photograph, which is in my book, you can certainly see something there. She definitely looks like a woman of mixed race. And so they had these stories like that, but there's so much they didn't know. For instance, they had these stories of Cherokee ancestry in that line of the family, but they had no idea that Mary Moton, this woman who they believed to be Native American partly, had settled so early in Illinois. Mrs. Obama often describes herself as a South Side girl. You know, she was born and raised on the South Side of Chicago. But her great-great-grandmother arrived there sometime in the 1860s, and her great-grandmother arrived in Chicago around 1908, long before the Great Migration was in force, and at a time when the South Side was predominantly white. And you could hear, you know, German and Swedish still on the streets.
What do you think ultimately when you look at this black, white, multiracial background that she comes from, of what influence that has had on her and her upbringing, and ultimately the upbringing of her own children?
You know, I think that this kind of family history is something that so many, many Americans have in their own backgrounds. And I think it's striking in Mrs. Obama's case and in so many cases that her ancestors were very ordinary people, regardless of their color, whether they were black, white, or in between. They were cobblers and postal clerks and railroad porters and domestics and sharecroppers who moved bit by bit by bit forward, sometimes stumbling back, in making this remarkable journey in five generations from slavery to the White House. And even on her, on the side of her family where she has white ancestors, those folks were also people who were not wealthy and struggled quite a bit. We have this notion of white slave owners as these aristocrats with grand plantations, but that was not universal in any sense. These were very ordinary, struggling folks who actually... One guy happened to marry the daughter of a wealthy woman, a wealthy family, and they inherited their slaves. So I think it just shows the really the line of progress, the remarkable line of progress that has occurred in some families in this country.
A fascinating aspect of the book is how much time you spent, how much research you did, how much work went into this, and yet there are still question marks, aren't there?
There are so many, many question marks. It's inevitable. I think if there are amateur genealogists among your listeners, they know what this is like. It is just not easy. It's easier than it was, and so many Americans now are just sitting at their computers and going to these online research tools like Ancestry.com or FamilySearch. But, you know, sometimes it's just not there. And one of the hardest questions that remains unanswered is what happened to the First Lady's great-great-great-grandmother, who was a mother of this biracial child? Was she raped? Was she not? Rape was a very common thing in the South during slavery times. And for Mrs. Obama's white relatives, many of whom are scattered around the South today, that has been one of the hardest things to come to terms with. And it's unfortunately a question that we won't ever be able to answer.
And something that just records were not kept, and if it was ever even reported at all.
No. I mean, these kinds of liaisons were forbidden by law in Georgia and secret. And so there are no records of any of that, and even just the basic details of the lives of African Americans before the Civil War just is very difficult. They don't appear by name in the census. Their lives weren't chronicled in newspapers, and so it's very difficult. In fact, I was very lucky to have found what I did find, which wasn't as much as I had hoped for.
And with our emerging technology, I mean, is it safe to say that we will never know, or do you think in some cases we can find out more information?
You know, we're finding out more and more all the time. I mean, 10 or 15 years ago, it would have been very difficult to have discovered that the First Lady's ancestors emerged from this slave-owning family. So things are moving, and we have this amazing story this week about the president's genealogy, and that he has African-American ancestry on the white side of his family. So we're learning more and more, and ordinary people are learning more and more about their own families. It's happening everywhere.
You also, when we're talking about question marks that remain as a result of this book, you made a possible link to the Jewish Reform Movement, but that is not confirmed.
Right. In fact, when that article first came out in the New York Times, one of the questions that came from readers, because we published a family tree, was that the First Lady had a great-grandmother named Rosella Cohen, and people said, Cohen? Where did the Cohen name come from? Did she have Jewish ancestry? And I traced that back as far as I could, and what I learned was in that part of South Carolina, Georgetown, South Carolina, where the First Lady's father's family was enslaved, there was a prominent Jewish family named with the Cohen name that were slave owners. And it is quite likely that there is a connection there, but I could never prove it. And those Cohens were very prominent and were founding members of the synagogue in Charleston that became the birthplace of the Jewish Reform Movement. But again, one of those tantalizing questions that we will probably never know the answer to. However, you know, I really should never say never, because I think the First Lady is so fascinating that people are going to continue this kind of work. Historians and genealogists will continue digging, and I think that there's more out there.
That brings up a point that I'm interested in, and I certainly don't in any way, shape, or form want to belittle your work and the work of other historians when it comes to the First Lady, and I certainly understand why she would want to know. The average citizen, what does this information give us?
I think for the average citizen, what's powerful is how ordinary, in so many respects, this story is. She is First Lady. She is living in the White House. But her mixed race ancestry is a story that is shared by countless Americans. And what I hope people will take away, in addition to finding, I hope, the story fascinating, is that we all have these stories. And now is a better time than ever to dig into our own families. I think that all of us have these amazing figures in our families, and we now have more tools than ever to uncover those stories.
The name of the book is American Tapestry, the story of the black, white, and multiracial ancestors of Michelle Obama. It is published by Amistad. Rachel Sworn, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
A delight. Thank you so much. Again, the name of the book is American Tapestry, the story of the black, white, and multiracial ancestors of Michelle Obama. It is published by Amistad. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.